you're ruining the ground, you should know your potter midiraisa. How do we know this, that if you do a malacha, but you're mekalkel, you're ruining it, you're ruining something, your potter midiraisa? Pasuk says, malachas machshava sasra Torah. Malachas machshava like siva doesn't say clearly in the Torah, then you know malachas machshava. But that's why mekalkel is potter, because it's called the malachas of a, it's not called malachas machshava. Torah only asked on Shabbos Melechas Machshavas, and the Kilkul is not called the Melecha Machshava. So Rashi says, Melechas Machshavas, Shamachshava Choshva B'daitoim. You have to have in mind to do it. V'nizkavin lo. V'zela nizkavin lo l'binyin. Here you didn't have it in mind so much when you dug the hole to make a binyin there. L'zikach potter. V'zela remez mat. Ilo Melechas Machshavas B'Shabbos like Siva. It doesn't really say it. Ela b'mishkanu the siva. It only says it by the mishkan. Now ulefi shesomach b'pashas vayakel pashas Shabbos l'pashas mishkan. Since in pashas vayakel it says one next to another the inyan of Shabbos and the inyan of the mishkan on ulemeidim malachas machshavas l'Shabbos. We learn now that hilchas Shabbos also needs a malachas machshavas, but the Torah does not say it directly by Shabbos. It only says it by the mishkan. But we learn now that hilchas Shabbos from the malachas of the Mishkan. So therefore, the reason why kilkul on Shabbos is potter, because it's a chsar in the malachas machshavas. On Shabbos, you have to have a malacha machshavas, a choshev a malacha, and a kilkul is not called it. Yeah. So my point is that the famous point is Rashi and Tosfos, exactly what a malacha shen tzrich l'gufer is. Like here, Rashi's Mashmah Tosfos says, "Pirush Rashi, she'en etzricha legufa b'min malacha zay shevritzayn lehoye binyan zeh b'yelam." Means that you don't care for it. If it was up to you, you wouldn't have this whole here altogether. All you want really is just to have the dirt. That's all. If you could have the dirt without making a hole, you'd be happy about it also. But making the hole, the chlal you don't have in mind, you don't want the hole. That's the way Rashi learns. Here, when you dig the hole, the reason why you put them in the raisa, it's saying tzrich legufa means, because it was up to you, b'ritzoinoi, you would not make this hole. You would just have the dirt. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos has a lot of kasha, therefore Tosfos learns that pshat that has to be damaged to the mishkan. That the malacha, Tosfos says, l'chein yir l'ri, l'farish shein etzorach l'ikra sherish iser, that we learn out from the mishkan what the purpose of the malachas were. When you do a malacha, it has to be for the same purpose why you did it in the mishkan. The great halacha, shein etzarach leguma, shiyam halacha. Like you're not doing it for the purpose of making a hole. In the mishkan, when they did charisha or when they did a binyan, they did it for the purpose of the hole. Here, you're not doing it for that purpose. V'chein moisi meis b'mita v'harbe the chashiva perka masniya l'adam al malachas hamishkan shein tzrichim likur hamalacha mechave mishum tzarach abchamin. The all the malachas did in the mishkan, they needed what they did for the purpose of what they're doing. But here you don't need it for the purpose of making a hole. You just need the dirt. But making the hole, you don't need it. So you don't need the purpose of the hole. It's not called Melechus Machshavas Yipotah on Shabbos. So it's called Kahararim, because it doesn't say clearly in the Torah. It only says it by the Mishkan, and Shabbos learned out from the Mishkan. But then the Mishkan says Chagigas. So halacha to bring a korban Chagiga on Yomtiv also does not say clearly in the Torah. For the Gemara, no. Michtav Ksiva, the Torah says clearly. We had before to bring a kabbalas, a karmel chagiga. So Rashi could have meaningly yell, "Mivichagoyse moisoi." Doesn't have mivichagoyse moisoi. Like make a chag means on Yom Tov, bring a karmel chagiga, bring a shlomim l'shem chagiga. So how come our Mishnah says the Torah does not say it clearly? So Gemara says, "Like tzricha likadiyom mele rapop labaya." Like a papa said to Abaya, "Mimai dahai v'chagoyse moisoi." Chag l'Hashem zvicha. How do you know when the pasuk says v'chagoyse moisoi? You should make like a yomtiv means that you should make a korban special l'shem the yomtiv means to bring a korban chagiga. Dilma choygeg chodakom rachmona. Maybe the Torah just means like to have a big feast, have a big suda. That's all, but not that you have to bring a korban. Rashi choygeg chaga laharbe simcha. Maybe the Torah is just telling you have a big suda on yomtiv. That's all. Duma choyge chodukam rachmona. But this pasuk v'chagoyse moisoi chag l'Hashem, how do you know it means a korban chagiga? Maybe it just means have a big meal. So the Mariela may elamiyativ. So the Yechsiv the pasuk says in Shemois vayechoy guli ba midbar that they had a chagiga in the midbar. Hochinam de choygu chagul. Does the other pasuk also just mean to say that they had a big suda? That's all it meant. V'chitayna, maybe Yochanan, that's all it meant to say. That all they had there was just a big suda, that's all. For here the pasuk says, V'yayna Moshe, gam ato titem yodeinu zvachim v'yolus. As they're talking about when Moshe told Paro, let the clients will go out, because Hashem told us we should go into the Midbar, and it says, V'chaygul li ba-midbar, and we should have a chag to Hashem in the Midbar. So Pashat Moshe told Paro that we have to bring Kabbonis there. So Gemara is saying no, maybe he didn't mean to say Hashem said we have to bring Kabbonis. Hashem just says he wants to come to the Midbar and have a big suda, a big meal in the Midbar. For the Gemara, if so, what does the pasuk mean that Vayena Moshe kamata titem yodeinu zvachim v'yelus? That Moshe told Paro, not only are you going to send us out, but you're even going to give us Kabbonis, you give us animals to make a carbon, to make an oilus. So you see clearly that when they did go out into Midbar, there was a chiyuv for them to bring a carbon. How do we know it? Because the pasuk says, V'yechaygu liba Midbar. Mashma V'yechaygu means a carbon. So Gemara says, no. Dil ma'achit kama rachmona. Maybe this is what Moshe meant to tell Paro. So the Torah is saying like this. Ochlu v'shosu v'yechaygu chaga. That's all. Go out to the Midbar and eat. Have a big meal. That's all. So the Mara Kamoil is talking about it. Drashi, V'chaygo Chago Kamoil. That's all, yeah. Drashi, V'hai Zvachim the Kroa, that that Moshe told Paro, you're going to have to give me animals. Lav Shlomim Ninu. He didn't mean to say because we're going to have to bring a Korban Shlomim. Elav Zavachta Basel Echol. It just means to say there's going to be a mitzvah to have a sudur in the Midbar. Low clients all together should have a sudur in the Midbar. And we're going to need animals there to eat to have the sudur. But maybe there's no korbanos involved. So right now we're back to the Kasha. How do we know V'yechaygo means a Lashon Korban Chagiga? Maybe it just means to have a big sudur. That's all, just go out to the Midbar and have a feast there, have a big suda there. So Gemara says, no, you can't think like that. The pasuk says, you can't leave over the fat of the korban until the morning. Like the fat means the emurim. When you bring the korban, there's a mitzvah to be makter, to put the emurim, the fats on the mizbeach. And if you don't burn it up until the night, till the next morning, it's called Noiser. Now, the Sakra Daitach, the Chaykuhu, if you want to say in the Midbar, all they did was just had a feast, a private feast there, a Suda of Chulin, Tarba Lachog Yislai. When you eat your own private Sudas, you have to have fats, like fats is treif, in Nalarit the Chelev of an animal. Sakram, it says, Loyolim, don't leave over your fat until the next morning. So Marin says, this is what Torah meant to say. Chaylev habo bizman chag. The apostle just means to say, any chaylev you have during the Yom Tif, in other words, when you do bring a korban, lo yolin, don't leave it over, that's all. Not that you have a chiyuv to bring a korban shlamim, but any time you do bring a korban shlamim, you should know, don't leave over the chaylev till the next morning. So Rashi, chaylev habo bizman chag, that means in bois, lack of kabonis. If you do decide to bring a korban, nidrecha beregel, that you made a neder to bring a korban once, and you want to bring it now on the regel, on Yom Tov, the lacher is lo yolin chutz lemizbeach balois hashachar. If you shechted the korban by daytime, you have a right to be makdeh to burn the fat, the emurim, the whole night, but don't leave it over till the next morning. For the next morning, there'll be a psul noiser. So right to the pasuk is not talking about chaygu, does not mean a chiyuv to bring a korban chagigam. Chaygu could just mean to have a feast, that's all. That's what the pasuk talks about, don't leave over the chaylev in a chnami. That's talking about that if somebody does decide to bring a korban, then the emurim, you should make sure to burn by night time and not to the next morning. Mo'ele me'yativ so, habo bizman chag hudu lo yolin, mashma only the kabonis you bring bizman of Yom Tov, then you can leave over the fast in the next morning. For the chol hashana kula yolin, but the whole year round, you are allowed to leave over the fast. It's not true. The pasuk says, kol ha'layla ad ha'boikitziv. By kabonis it says, when you makter a korban, you bring a korban by daytime, the lachr is the emurim, you're allowed to burn the whole night. But I call upon him, call a laila ata boikik save until the morning. When it comes the next morning, and you did not burn the fats of the animal last night, the fats become nicer, and it's also to burn it right now. The Rashi says, a call a shom yelini, you want to come with me? Plus, it's a ata boikik save. Hiya oila, al moita al mezbeh, call a laila. So we dash an adab adaboyker that mikanon lemedim shemala kolalayle vormu pdorim shokabonis shenishkutu hayoyim. Any carbon that you made the shchita b'yoyim, you're allowed to burn the emurim, the parts of the animal that has to be burnt on the mizbeach the whole night time. Avoloy mealoy sashachol amala. But once it comes elos hashachar, the morning star comes out in the morning, it has the shame yoyim already. It's also to burn it. The nifsa lebelina, there's a psul lina chal on the emurim and he can't burn it. So it's not a din dafka during Yom Tov, it's a din the whole year round. So it more sounds like this. Dilma imehi, imehu avimina, huhuli asay, soni nisar asay. Kolalala the boyka means the mitzvah is to burn it at night. If you don't burn it by night, you're over nisar asay. But I don't know you're over lav yet. Kosa rachmona hai, lalav. The Torah says another time that lo yolin, teach me there's a lav. Both of them are talking true by kavonis. But the lashon of chaygu, by a chaygu li, does not have to mean a korban, it could just mean a big suda. So tomorrow, the lav, we have another pasuk to say there's a lav. You're not allowed to leave over the fats. The pasuk says, v'loyolim min abosur asher tizbach veriv v'yamarishon abayker. It says clearly, when you brought a korban by day, you can't leave over the chalav over the night till the next morning. So you have a lav already. For the Gemara v'dilma malav rola v'shnei lav in v'yesei. And echnami. The Torah says twice a lav, that any korban you brought, the chalav, the emurim, you can't leave over overnight. And if you do, you're over two lavs, and an isra say. But still, we have no proof to say, when the Torah says lashon of a chagoysa moysa chag l'ashem, that lashon does not mean a korban chagiga. Maybe it only means a feast to have a suda. So Gemara says that Chami El Asya Midbar Midbar. Learn out the Gzera Shavah from the word Midbar.
All right, turn over.
Yitziv Hocho, it says over here, Vayechoy Guli Bar Midbar, says have this Chigigro, whatever it means in the Midbar. Yitziv Hocho, another person says, Hazvachim or Mincha Higashtam Li Bamidbar. Mashma, they brought me the Karbonis in the Midbar. So in the Novi Amos, he's explaining that the Torah says, Yechoygu Li Bamidbar means to bring Karbonis. So from the Neviim, from the Novi Amos, we know what the Torah means, Vayechoygu means a Korber Chagiga. Because by the Novi said, it means Hazvachim or Mincha Higashtam Li Bamidbar. Fred Gemara, if so, it's a Mudashim now. Malal and Zvachim, just like the Novi said, I meant to say they brought Karbonis. Afkan Zvachim. Who are them when the Torah says, V'chagoysumoy sechag v'ashem, Torah means to say a tzivui, to bring Karbonis. And it means a Korma Chagiga. Fred Gemara, if so, what does our Mishnah need to say? Oh, my Kaharim, Hatzluy Mesara. It's like a mountain hanging on a hair. Like it's a fossick. The Novi is telling us that he had to bring Karbonis then. So what's so shrelic that doesn't say too much in the Torah? The Torah says, Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo yafrinun. Really, you can't learn out Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. What says in the Nevi'im is Nevi'im, what says in the Torah is the Torah. And you can't learn out one from the other. Therefore, it's not called a clear limud here. So therefore, exactly how we know that the word V'chagoysamah sechag l'ashem does not say too clearly in the Torah. So that's why it's called Zoni Kahar Hatluy Vesaru. Rashi says, Hilkach remes bialma, it's only a remes bialma, but not a real pasuk. The real pasuk was an Indian by states of Malacha, the Moshe Messina. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Milois. The Malacha of Milois, that means if you have something that's Hegdish, you have a piece of bread, you have money that's Hegdish, then you take it and have enjoyment from it, you're over the use of Mila, so that's also, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, it's only a remes. There were a lot of psukim about being nana from Hegdish. You can't have enjoyment from Hegdish. So why is it only called a remes? Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Lo Nitzucho, the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that Hilchos Milos of being more the Hegdish, having enjoyment from something that's Hegdish, is talking about like this. Ela Lekinetanan, like we learned like this. Ha Shliach Shosa Shlichusai, Balabayis Mual. if a balabos told the shliach, you go and take the money on top of my chest and use it, and that money was hegdish, halacha is the balabos is over the yisra mila. Like we say, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira by mila. So our shliach, shosa shlichusay, he did what he was supposed to do, halacha is balabayis mol. What about lo yosa shlichusay? The balabos told the shliach, go take the money on top of the chest. And by mistake, the shliach took the money under the chest. So he did not do the shlichus of the balabos. So when he took the bottom money, he's doing it by himself. And let's say it came out that bottom money was hegdish, and he had enjoyment from it. The loch is shliach mol. The shlich himself is over the yisamil of him. Because the balabos is not, there's no shlichus. You're not doing what the balabos told you. So pshita, the shlich is over and not you. Yeah. Fred Gemara. Even in the case when you told the shliach, take that money and use it. So he took the money you told him to and used it. On my mall, how come the balabos is chayiv? The klal usually is, could somebody do the aver with the shliach and the balabos is chayiv? Like usually we say the klal is, ain't shliach advar avera. If you make a shliach, a messenger, you tell him to do something for you, and he's doing an avera for you, there's no pasha of shlichus lidvar avera. So here, when the balabos told the shliach, go and use this money, since Kamais said, money shall hegdish, he's being over an avera, so why is the halacha the mashalach the balabos is chayiv? So Gemara says, Hainu ka'aror matlui mesara. This is like the chiddush that doesn't say the Torah too clearly. So the Gemara, no, Omar Rav, Omai Kusha, what's so shveh here? Dilma shani mila, it's not from the pasuk in the Torah, that the halachas of mila are different than all over. The yalfo chet, chet mitruma. We learn that it says the word chet by truma, and it says the word chet in the Torah by mila. So mach mitruma, mahosam shluchas shlodim kamoisoi, just like by the pasha of truma. If somebody owns a field and he grows wheat, and he wants to take off truma, so he's allowed to make a shliach to tell the shliach, go down to my fields and cut off the wheat to take off truma for me. You're allowed to make a shliach to take off truma for you. If I can't, the whole pasha of shlichas, we learn that from the pasha of truma. And Rashi says, "Ma'asam shluchus k'maisa d'chsiv kein terimu gamatem v'yom amar gamatem l'rabish l'chachem." Just like you could take off truma off your own tefuah that you own, who then you can make a shliach to do it. So it says the words chet by truma. There's a shlichus by truma, and they're poshut like there is a mitzvah. It's not an aver involved, but it says the words chet also by mila. So we learn out here also afkan shluchus l'adam k'maisa. This is one of the three places that at the Chiddush HaKroa that we say Yesh Shliach Advar Veira. Mila is one of them, Shliach HaSiyad is another one, and by Tzficha. If a Gona for Mochar, but Tofach, the Locher is Tzficha, Ibeacha Yosel Chayiv. These are three places at the Chiddush HaKroa you say Yesh Shliach Advar Veira. So now that's the Kasha here by Mila, that if the Shliach does what he's supposed to, that the Balabos is Chayiv, that's not a Chiddush. The Torah says it, Chet Chet, we have a preferred Shariba Kron to say Yeshliach Dvar Avera by Mila. So what's the Chiddush here? Elo Amar Rova. Lo Nitzucho, I'll tell you, you only need this Chiddush. Elo Likertani, we read like this. Niskar Balabais. Let's say the Balabos told the Shliach, told his friend Ruvain, do me a favor and take the money on top of my chest and buy something for me. Now later, after the Shliach went, the Balabos remembers, Oyvei, I told him to take that money on top of the chest, and that money is Hegdish. So the balabos remembered what he did, niska balabayis. But for niska shliach, the shliach did not realize that the money is hegdish, so the shliach by mistake is still going to take that money and use it. In such a case, the halacha is shliach mol. The shliach himself is mol. For the Gemara, shliach aniya, my covered this poor shliach, like what did he do? He didn't mean to do anything. He's listening to the balabos. The balabos told him, take the money. As far as he was concerned, the money was chulin. He's allowed to use the money. So here there's no din shlichus, because when the balabos remembered that the money he told him to take is hegdish, he of course has charotah now. That the balabos himself decides and say, oy vey, what did I tell the shlich to do? I don't want him to use the money anymore. So since the balabos does not want him to use the money anymore, it's like a bittle of the shlichus, and therefore the shlichus really is bottle. But Lamaisa, when the shliach goes and takes that money and buys something with it, Lamaisa, the shliach is enjoying that money, so it's an issa mila. Mila is even b'shoyding also. If I can't, that's the only time the chayv a korban mila. If you take something that belongs to Hegdish by mistake, you didn't realize it, and you had Hanor from it, that's when you're over the Yisrael Mila, you have to bring a korban. So here the Shliach, even though he didn't realize it, but Lamaisi is being over the Yisrael Mila. So Rashi, Niska Balabais, Price even paired Vasa the Mila, Vochigasil Katanya, Niska Balabais, Shanchel Hegdish, Achli, Gia Shliach, Etzel Chen, Venivla, Niska Shliach, Otzil, Shliach, Achayev. Shliach ani Mayovit, need the Balabayas Potter. We understand why the Balabas himself is Potter. The Chiva, the Nisker, since the Balabas realized what's going on, that he told the Shliach not to take his own money, but to take money Shal Hegdish, and on Sadi, we know for sure, the Sula Nichalei Bishtichusay. The Balabas does not want the Shliach to take place anymore. The Heich, Umehash the Lav Shluchayu. And Melo, right now, when the Balabas does not want you to do it anymore, automatically the Shliach is bottled. But the question now is, but what did the Shliach do? Like, true, the Shliach has taken the money Shal Hegdish, but why is he at fault? He didn't realize that it's Hegdish's money. That's the Chiddush here. So Gemara says, no, what's going on here? The Gemara might push here. Dilma media the Evi, I might see Moyes Hegdish Lechulin. It's like any other case. Said Rashi, media the Evi, I shall call Moyes Hegdish Lechulin. Bishoigin. That's all passion in the Torah. If a person of Moyes has in his house money Shal Hegdish, and he also had his own private money, and he made a mistake. He wanted to take the $10 bill. He thought it's his own money. And later it came out that $10 bill was Hegdish. So the locher is, Yechayiv a korban mila. So that's the locher all over. Even though you didn't realize that you're using money shel Hegdish, Lamaisa, when you do take it out, Yechayiv a korban mila. So you're also pshita the shliach. True, the shliach did not realize that the money is shel Hegdish, but so what? Lamaisa used it. He's a shaydeg. How about if he's chayav a korban mila? What's the chiddush here? So Marin says, Elo Omar Ravashi. Lo Yitzchor, the chiddush of our Mishnah is, Elo Likratnan. We learn it like this. Notal Evan Akira. Let's say somebody takes a stone or a beam, a piece of wood, a beam, shall Hegdish. That belongs to Hegdish. Harez Elo Moel, he's not Moel. Stanley picks up the stone, he takes the beam, he's not Moel. Nosno Lechaveroi. When the person takes and gives it over to his friend, who moral? The chaver le moral. Then we say this person has taken the stone and giving it to his friend. When he gives it to his friend, he's over the Yisamilo, the one that gave it. He's over the Yisamilo, but his friend that takes it and uses it is not over the Yisamilo. That's the locha. So Rashi says, who moral? The chivon shenos doloi. Once he gave away the stone to his friend, hoitziyom yad hegdish lechulin. He's like taking it out of Hegdish's Rashus and giving it to his friend that's going to use it for Chulim. So that's called Mila. But the Chaver Eloi Mol, why? V'chol sheyasuhu bo. Whatever the friend is going to do now with this stone, there's no Issa Mila. Tadi dehi, because it belongs to him. V'yolei dehech l'shlum el Hegdish k'nasiv. V'yashachotim el Hegdish yishalim. Because the loch of Hegdish is like this. Let's say you have a hammer shel Hegdish, and you take and start to use and have enjoyment from the hammer. When you're over the Yisra Mila, the Shegeg, the locher is the hammer goes lechulin. The locher is you have to pay back the Dimei Hanor, but the Chayv itself is Yotze lechulin. When you're Moitzi, the Dover Shel Hegdish, lechulin, the locher is tak, it becomes chulin, the Kedusha goes off the Chayvitz. Whenever you're Moal, the Shegeg, the Kedusha goes off the Chayvitz, the Maisa, that Chayvitz becomes chulin now, and there's a Chiyah for you to pay money to Hegdish. See, when you took this beam, or you took this stone that belonged to Hegdish, and you gave it to your friend, you're being Meitziyat now from the Rishus of Hegdish, Lechulin, so it's called you're over the Yisra Mila, but the stone now loses its Kedusha, it becomes regular Lechulin, therefore your friend that takes it, there's no Yisra Mila, he can do whatever he wants with it, just you're over the Yisra Mila. That's the Halacha. So Mar Zeski now, Michti, Mishka Shokli. What does the first part of this price to say? That if you pick up the stone and you yourself use it, you're not over the Yisra Mila. You're only over the Yisra Mila if you give it to your friend. The question is why? Michti, Mishka Shokli. The guy is taking it to use it for himself. Mali who? Mali Chaveroi. What's the difference? If he uses it for himself, he's not over the Yisra Mila. And it's not Yotzel Hegdish. But when he gives it to his friend, then it is Yotzel Chulin. What kind of swar is that? If the Yisra Mila is that you're taking something that's Hegdish and you're enjoying it, so what's the difference if you enjoy it or you give it to your friend? So Gemara says, Hainu ka'arora matluy masara. That's what the Mishnah means to say. This din is a tremendous Hiddish, and it's like a here, a mountain hanging on a here. But the Gemara again, no. Oh my kushya, what's so shvur? What's the big kushya about this price? I'll tell you, pashtip shot. Dilma kid is Shmuel. The price goes like Shmuel's halacha. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said like this. Hocha, you know what we're talking about over here?